If it's happening in Fairfield County, Lisa has something to say about it. 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show on WICC 600.
2, 3, 4, now left. 2, 3, 4, and right. 2, 3, 4,
and I feel it. I'm still burning from it. That was the first class I ever did. Jane Fonda's Can You Feel It with the Burn. I think if I started it now, I'd probably die of a heart attack mid album. And it was a record album then. But Jane Fonda introduced the entire country to aerobics. The word aerobics didn't even exist before Jane Fonda. And I was moping about and complaining on air about my own lack of fitness. And lo and behold, I got a lovely email from our next guest, Trista, who is a health and next step coach and founder of ACT Health Coaching LLC in Westport, Connecticut. And her passion is to take women of a certain age, of which all of us are a certain age, and get us more fit, even if we're not perfect. Trista Wright, welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show today. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be there, to be here. And I love that Jane Fonda intro music. That was very fun.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that video?
Do I ever? The leg warmers, the
unbelievable.
Yes, the burn.
The burn.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Things have changed. Yes.
Things have changed, but I wonder, you know, I actually had Bill buy it for me, but I haven't had the nerve to put on the DVD. I wanted to see if I could even do one song, because at 20, I could barely do a song. I mean, that was a tough workout, Trista. Do you remember that workout?
It was tough. I totally do.
Go ahead, Trista.
No. Tell me. What were you going to say? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say one of the things that I used to love about working out has made me not work out. I want to hear your thoughts on this. So I really think that music can help a workout be fun or not. And I'm not particularly fond of this horrible, insistent beat. And I'm really not a fan of any popular music of the last 20 years anyway, to be honest. Maybe with some exceptions, but generally speaking, it's not my genre. And I found myself going into aerobics classes where the din, literally the decibel level, was so much louder than it used to be. And the teachers were like, well, then just put earplugs in, which really didn't work and didn't help me. And I felt very discouraged and excluded. And that is the truth reason why I stopped going to aerobics classes.
You know, I totally understand that. And, you know, this is really what I do. Like, I work with women and women like who are our age now. And lots of things that used to work for us before really don't work for us anymore. It's like we're in a time of transition. The women I work with are women that have always taken like really great care of themselves, and they still really want to take really great care of themselves.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we're in a different time now. So we have to do different things that work for us in the time that we're in now. So a lot of the old things that we did and a lot of the old ways that we used to do things, we need to update that. We need to find new things and things that are going to work for us now in the moment that we're in now. And I'm really, really passionate about that. You know, women in their 40s and their 50s and their 60s, we're really going through this time of like major change in our life. We might be going through menopause. Our hormones are changing. We're empty nesters. Our bodies are changing, and also our lifestyles are changing.
And I will say, Trista, the big change for most women is menopause physiologically, because
Even if
you never had belly fat, all of a sudden you do. And you're like, where did that come from? And why is that here? And I didn't eat an extra, you know, I didn't have an extra ice cream soda, but there's still belly fat. Like, what is that about?
Right. Because now things are collecting in a different way. And belly fat is, you know, belly fat also comes from, I'm sure you've heard about this hormone, cortisol, which is like the stress hormone. And if that hormone is never turned off, that is going to increase our stress, and stress tends to also go on our body in our in this strange way of going on our body in our belly. That's where sort of like that's sort of like stress related fat, as we say.
How do we reduce cortisol? How do we do that?
Well, we have to do things that slow us down and take us down. Like I heard you talking the other day of how you love to do yoga, but not like that fast, crazy kind of yoga, but that you love to do like restorative.
Restorative.
That I love restorative yoga too. That is something that slows down your system, and it's like our cell phone. Our cell phone cannot go all day long without recharging. It's just going to die in us. And we're the same way. We can't keep going, doing all day long. We need to be recharged, and we need to be recharged not just when we sleep at night, but we need to be recharged at some point during the day as well. When we're So that's what restorative does. It lets us slow down our system, recharge, lower our stress levels, lower our cortisol levels, and lets us get into a place where our metabolism can run really well, where our digestive system can run really well, and where we can really start to operate on a better lever. So sometimes it's not like going really fast that's going to make things better for us. It's also the slowing down. It's equally as important. And I think a lot of people don't really realize because we're so in that mindset of like push, 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 go, 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 do, do, do. And sometimes to really like address some of the issues that we're having, we also have to really slow down.
We're chatting with Trista Wright, 203-333-9422. So, Trista, you have been a teacher. I see that you've taught many different kinds of exercise as well as yoga. And you've also gotten a bunch of degrees in transformational coaching, certifications anyway, in transformational coaching. So, so what's your approach to people? In other words, if people hire you, are you saying to them, well, I'd like to see you once or twice a week, but also have you go to classes on your own? We're talking about your diet, because you can't just, you are what you eat, Trista, we know that. So to me, diet and exercise go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. Anybody who does one without the other is, in my opinion, in a way, a charlatan. You have to address diet and exercise at the same time. It's the same.
Absolutely. And, you know, I work in a very holistic way. It's like everything that we do comes from the person. First thing I do is I listen to what are your goals, what do you want to do, and how can I help you get those results that you really want. And then we look at all the pieces, because the women I work with are women that really care about their health. They want to feel a certain way. They want to look a certain way. They want to feel vibrant. They want to feel alive. But a lot of those methods, because we're getting older now, I've become outdated and they've stopped working. So we're in this new phase of life. So I help my clients make the right adjustments, like in their food, in their exercise, in their lifestyle, so they can really get those results that they want. It's like I help you upgrade the whole system, the new you, the 2.0 version. You know, and this is what happens. Many of us have done things that were working for us really well, but all of a sudden it stops working. It doesn't, like, you know, as you were saying, those aerobics classes that maybe at some point you didn't really like them, but you went and did them. But now it just seems like, oh, that is not something that I would ever want to do. So what am I going to do now? What is the thing that's going to help me move forward in my health goals, but that's going to work for me at this age? I want to be active, but, you know, you're not sure where to focus. So I help them figure that out. So, you know, when we hit our 50s and 60s, things start to happen. The way we used to take care of our body doesn't necessarily, you know, work the same way anymore. We're going through those menopause changes, our hormones changes. So we have to make those changes in our food, in our exercise, in our sleep, in the amount of water that we drink, and also like lifestyles changes. This is something that's equally as important, is what do we do with our time that makes us feel meaningful and makes us feel purposeful? You know, because sometimes we get to this point, our kids are gone, and it just seems like, oh, you know, I have this blank slate in front of me. I have this void. And instead, I try to, like, also say, what are the opportunities there? Because some people feel like, oh, you know, I have this time, but I really don't know what that should be. So I'm really a holistic health coach where we look at the whole picture. We focus on the foods that you're eating that are going to make you feel the way you want to feel. We figure out the movement that's going to feel good for you. And I just want to say that the whole thing is I have to say that you're not going to get results by being hardcore with restrictive deprivation diets or punishing exercise regimes. Like, who wants that? That is something that can work for like a short amount of time.
Okay.
But it's just not sustainable because it's not enjoyable.
Okay.
It's not fun. It's like not something that we're going to want to do. So I don't ever want, you know, people to be taking care of themselves.
So you can build in the chocolate chip cookie into the diet. You build in the chocolate chip cookie.
Absolutely.
I see.
We're
going to
build that.
Oh, that's good.
We build
you have to build
in.
It in.
I don't want
you have to.
You have to build it in. We live our lives. I want my clients to be happy and go out there and do the things that they want to do. We still want to be able to have a drink with our friend and have the cake. But it's we bring like a certain mindfulness and an awareness and a way of doing. The thing I don't want you to be doing is sort of eating the chocolate chip cookie behind your own back and pretending like you didn't eat it.
Well, you know what? That's very interesting. We're chatting with Trista Wright because it's sort of the way I manage my weight, which is to say I avoid the scale, right? The scale is my enemy. The scale has always been my enemy, except for those tiny, tiny bits of time once in a while where I feel so on task that I'm willing to face the reality of my weight on this earth and see it go down. But if I'm ignoring it, it's because it's going up and I don't want to pay attention to it. How I'm curious to know, Trista Wright, you're a personal trainer. How much is the scale involved as a, you know, as an actual scientific valid way of measuring progress in one respect? How much do you involve the scale in your personal training?
I personally do not like the scale. I do not weigh myself and I do not use the scale at all.
Okay.
The scale usually is something that we look at and makes us not feel good. So,
that's right.
That's
so true.
Motivation? Does that make you feel good? No, that makes you want to go get the chocolate chip cookie, turn on Netflix, lie on the couch.
So depressing.
And
right.
It's depressing. I want to do things that are motivating, that are fueling. So, you know, I'm very much about staying in the positive space. And I find that the scale really is not the thing that puts us there. I would.
So how do you measure? So what's a way that you measure the progress of somebody who you work with? How do you measure your progress?
I'm going to look at your energy, how you're feeling, the vitality, what's going on in your every aspect of your life. You could feel it inside your body. If you stop, and that's that slowing down piece that I talked about before, if you stop and you listen in and you slow down, your body is going to give you so much information. It's just that we tend to live these lives full of busyness and full of running around where we don't really take the time to listen to what our body is telling us. Our body can scream information at us. So we know the foods that that feel good and that give us energy and that are right to eat. We know the movement that we like to do. It's just that we don't often take the time to slow down enough to listen to it and to do it.
So let me ask you this, Trista. We're chatting with Trista Wright. I've never personally had a personal trainer in my life, and here's one of the reasons why. In my own head, I've always felt like it would be very self-indulgent. Like it would be very expensive, like it would be very solitary, and I'm not a solitary person. Like I used to enjoy going to classes and things like that. And so a part of me always felt like, you know, Lisa, it's just not you. It's not you. It's not necessary. It's not. These are the kind of messages that went through my head that have gone through my, that's why I've never had a personal trainer ever. So, you know, what do you say to that?
Well, I am a coach. So the main thing that I do is I work on habit change. Like I am a master of habit change. So how can we like shift that mindset on something that's stopping us from getting the results that we want? So what I would do is we would sit down and we would look at those results and we would look at what you want to get and we would come up with a strategic step-by-step plan, individual to you, not anything trendy, not anything because anybody else is doing it, but just what is it that Lisa wants? What are those results Lisa wants? And what are the steps that we are going to take to get those results? because there's so much information out there. There's so much that we need to be sifting through. There's so many diets out there. There's so many ways of exercising.
There is.
And it's
there's
all,
so much.
You know, there's like, there's vegan, there's keto, there's paleo, there's intermittent fasting.
Right.
There's no one thing that's going to work for everyone. So what I really do is I figure out what is going to work for you, Lisa. We're going to come up with that individualized, customized approach. It's not going to be trendy. And we're going to figure it out together. And then we create a partnership where I support you and you're also accountable to me, because accountability is like an incredibly important thing. So it's a little bit different than a personal trainer. It's really like we form a partnership, a coaching partnership. And I'm there to provide you with support. I'm there to provide you with stretch. I'm there to provide you with accountability, because we really are our best selves when we become accountable. And then I just give you just enough stretch of holding you to the fire. I like to say I'm lighting the fire under your aspirations.
You know what I love in your bio? We're chatting with Trista Wright. It says you're a passionate art lover, theater goer, home cook, and avid learner and reader. And not long ago, you returned to dance and now find great joy competing in international Latin ballroom. So I was reading that and I was thinking, there's my alternate self. Myself, if I wasn't so busy, so it's, you know what do they say? Life is what happens when you're making other plans. So in my real world life, I'm a very serious person. I get on the air every day. I do my research for this show. I have a wide ranging generalist interest in just about everything in the world. And I get to talk about it on this show. But then I'm a judge every afternoon and I'm writing opinions and I'm researching law and I'm sifting and trying to be fair and kind at the same time. And I'm a very serious person. I'm a very intellectual person. I'm always reading, blah, blah.
Yep.
But in my wishful self, I am also an international Latin ballroom dancer. Okay, that's the self that I imagine myself to be. It's probably not the self I'll ever be, but when I think of myself in meditation and go to a happy place, I'm dancing.
Well, there's a way to get there. There's a way to get there.
I don't have to be a professional international Latin ballroom dancer, but I do have to dance more because dancing makes me happy. Yeah.
And dancing, I could not see moving to music that you love. That is such a joyful thing. And for the person that is their most joyful kind of movement, that's the movement that we would do. That's the direction that we would go in. On my way to dance class, you know, I see women jogging and that's what they love to do. But for me, that's not what I love to do. I love to go dance. So that's where
I'll never
I'm
be the
go.
Runner. Yeah.
Right. So that's what we can't put ourselves into a box because that's what everybody else is doing and that's what we feel like we should be doing, when really there is a kind of movement that is out there that people love for everybody.
Yes. Yes, there are. There are people that love to row. There are people that love to bicycle ride. Yes, yes, yes.
And a way that we can do it sometimes is even to think back. Like some people say, oh, no, but I hate exercise. I'm like, let's not even call it exercise. Sometimes the word exercise has such a negative connotation. Let's just get rid of the word exercise and let's call it something else. Let's call it movement. Let's call it dance. Let's bring the joy into that so that it's something, instead of saying like, I have to go exercise, you say, I get to go exercise. You know, let's take the have out of it and put the get into it. I get to go move my body today. I cannot wait to get to my dance class instead of, oh my God, I have to wake up and, you know, and then you don't even want to get out of bed. What is that thing that's going to make you want to leap out of bed and go do it? That's the movement that we're going to do.
Well, thank you, Trista Wright, for calling in. Thanks for giving us this spring inspirational coaching thing. If people want to reach you, how would they find you?
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.acthealthcoaching.com. And I actually have a completely free workshop coming up, which is it okay if I mention
that? Yeah, of course.
That?
We'd love to hear about it. Why not? Sure.
Okay. Yeah. It's called, you know, I find that a lot of women I work with, the other thing that comes up besides like the busyness and is that they're perfectionists and they it's hard. Sometimes they feel like everything has to be so perfect before I can move forward or before I can do anything. So that this perfectionism really gets in the way of their forward motion. So I am doing an app completely free workshop that's called Done is Better Than Perfect, 3 ways your perfectionism is holding you back from getting what you want and what you can do about it today. Because coaching is all about forward motion and being in motion and getting what you want right away, you know, getting results. So that's also on my website, which is www.actacthealthcoaching.com.
And how long is the free workshop?
It's 1 day. It's on March 18th, 4 to 5 p.m.
Oh, it's just an hour. Okay.
It's an hour.
Wow.
But
yeah,
you're going to get lots of great tools. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. We're going to do some really great exercises, and we're going to learn how to kind of get out of our own way when we're feeling blocked.
That was the best advice a very dear friend of mine told me recently. He said, "Lisa, get out of your own way." And it keeps sticking in my head. It keeps sticking in my head because he's right. I'm in my own way. And as you just said, one of the things that makes me in my own way is I feel I have to do other things before I can do that thing. But it's really not true.
Right.
I can just go do that thing. But it's the other things that I feel I have to do first that are how I get in my own way. And I think I'm not alone in that. A lot of people are like that.
Yeah. Right. So that's right. So that's a mindset thing. And that's a thing that, you know, that's another thing that a coach looks at. Like, what are the blocks that we are putting in our own way that are stopping us from getting what we want? What are the stumbling blocks? Sometimes we don't see them in our own life. So, and then how do we just make a little mindset shift? Sometimes it's just moving the needle over just a tiny
little bit.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit. And that allows you to take that step. And then we take the next step and the next step and the next step until you're in that forward motion and getting the results that you really want in your movement, in your food, and in your life. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Trista Wright. Thanks for reaching out to me. Thanks for being on the show today. Thanks for giving us some inspiration today.
Thank you so much. I love being here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. More of the Lisa Wexler Show coming up.